Bella, and this is how I met Lucas.
She does seem to really like you.
Maybe that's a sign her home's supposed to be with me. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. We're together.
We played ball, and we played Don't Choose Shoes.
Bella,
Don't Choose Shoes.
That one was his favorite.
So we are excited about A Dog's Way Home. It is going to be in theaters now, today. So do dogs make good co-stars or bad co-stars, Ashley?
No, dogs make wonderful co-stars. Just like dolphins do. Same director as the Dolphin Tale Pictures.
Oh, I love those movies.
Yeah, Charles Martin Smith. He really knows how to make a wonderful family film that's very sentimental without it being soppy and saccharine. You know, very sophisticated themes, veterans, homelessness, family, connection, belonging, safety, trust, all those things we need, and how we come together in spite of our differences.
I call them, Ashley, movies that make me cry and go through about three boxes of tissue.
I'm in the movie and I cried during the preview.
In the preview.
I just recently watched A Dog's Purpose, and I mean, I don't know, anything with animals just gets right to my heart.
Yes, and that's, I think, what they're supposed to do. You know, we're able to see and feel things in animals that we, at our best, can see and feel in our other human beings, but sometimes we have all these tangled perceptions of our differences that make us, you know, not as vulnerable with each other as we can automatically be with pets. And I think part of the message of the movie is soften your heart and see where you can connect with another person in the way that Bella is able to connect with Lucas and me.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the movie for people that haven't seen the trailer quite yet?
Sure. So I play a mom, a veteran with PTSD, and I spend some time at the VA doing group therapy with the other vets there. My son is a med student and volunteers at the VA. And in an abandoned lot, he finds this little puppy whom he brings home. And I'm like, we're not really supposed to have a puppy. It's not on our lease. But she is not about to let go of us, and he's not about to let go of her until something happens and she gets lost. And she ends up taking a 400-mile journey on her own to be reunited with her humans. And along the way, Bella is her name. She really touches lives in a deep way. Like, she really wants what she wants, which is to get home to us, but she's got a heart for service, and so she does all these really good things during her odyssey.
Ashley, do you have a lot of your own animals?
You know, my average number for many, many years was 10. I had two dogs and 8 cats.
Whoa.
And they always traveled with me. I mean, I once flew, you know, I bought a couple seats in coach, and my friend traveled with me, and I think we were carrying between all of us 7 animals. I can tell you all of the airline regulations about how to carry pets on board.
Wow.
Was it like when you traveled for just vacations or for work? Like, did you have to make a lot of hotel arrangements for all these animals?
No, I have a whole portfolio of letters of recommendation from houses I've rented all over the country while making movies, where people write that the house was actually cleaner and in better shape when we left than when we got there, because, you know, people would rent to me with all these animals, and they were just perfect. They would go to set. I mean, fans have pictures of when I was doing Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, one of my kitty cats, Bon Bon, she always came to the theater with me, and I would just hold her while I would sign autographs by the stage door.
Oh, that's so nice. Ashley, in addition to your huge acting career and your love of animals, you're a very dynamic, interesting person. Can you tell us briefly about your work with Goodwill?
I like that. Dynamic, thank you. I'm blushing. yes, I work with the United Nations. I'm the Global Goodwill Ambassador for UNFPA, which is the UN's Agency for Sexual and Reproductive Health and Rights. Our mandate is to help make sure that no mother dies giving life, make sure that she can deliver her children safely, particularly in war zones and areas of armed conflict and natural disaster and complex humanitarian crises, such as in the Rohingya refugee camp, which I visited recently, in South Sudan, where I also visited recently. I actually delivered a baby in a refugee camp in South Sudan.
You actually did it yourself with your hands?
I did it myself. The midwives were there and supervised me, and it was a really extraordinary experience. I was there to talk with women about their family planning options so that they can plan space and choose the number of babies that they need and want at this, you know, particularly harrowing time of their lives during a war. And a woman came in, and she was in labor, and they were like, would you like to deliver the baby? And I was like, you know, does a Yes.
Yes.
You bet I can.
That's awesome.
That's great. We're super excited about the movie. Do you find it strange that nowadays the younger generation would rather have an animal than have a child?
Oh, I didn't know that that was a thing.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't find that strange at all.
I don't either.
I don't find that strange at all.
No.
They don't talk back.
Yes.
as a mom of two kids. Hey, Ashley, Tara, real quick, is a giant KU fan. She went to University of Kansas. Are you still like the biggest Kentucky basketball fan on the planet?
Well, the good news about us Kentucky fans is we're all the biggest fan. I like to say that we are legion. I may be, you know, for accidental reasons, one of the better known, but, you know, all of us fans were just devoted to the Big Blue. Love our players, love our coach, love our school, love the program, and right now it's all about good conference play so we can get the high seeding that we deserve for the NCAA tournament and hopefully make a run and win it all in March.
Awesome. Well, A Dog's Way Home is in theaters now, so be sure and go see it today. And Ashley, thank you so much for taking the time to call our show. Hope you have a wonderful, safe weekend.
Thank you all so much. I appreciate your time.
Bye.
Bye.